What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Thought we was gone, but now we are back. It's the Patrick Gayle Show, episode 46, the first one of 2026. So very symmetrical, Coach. Very symmetrical. 46 without 2026. We are back here, Patrick Gayle Show. Coach Gayle is in a island somewhere, in a undisclosed location on the way.
Hey, chill. Oh, don't let nobody know where I'm at right now.
Yes, Coach. Good to talk to you, man. How have you been, Coach?
I've been wonderful. God is good. I've been doing really well. Family's doing really well. Every day is an opportunity. So thank the Lord that I have a new opportunity today.
I hear that, Coach. Well, I'm glad to be back.
How you been doing, man? I know you've been working.
Busy, Coach. Hawks, Braves, on the horizon, Cincinnati Open. Good. Hawks football's coming and I may return somewhere I used to be at. Who knows?
That's awesome.
Yes, but Coach, we are in my main world. I'm in apron world, Coach. It's just the way.
Yeah, man.
Second apron, first aprons, Coach, and people are in denial about what it really is, Coach. And I'm tired.
Well, I have not been in that denial. You told me, what is it? 2 years ago, 2 summers ago, and I know you definitely stressed it last summer that this would come, this season would come, because you have been doing your homework since day one. So you predicted, man, I just get text messages from you and I feel a lot more educated, you know, cheering for the world champion, New York Knickerbockers.
Yeah, Coach, and your owner came out and said the apron would affect the team. And the apron did affect the team and them letting their backup center go to Boston. So
he shouldn't have said it out loud. Everybody knew what was going on. He's got to be more discreet. He's got to be more discreet. But, yes, we are in a new world. What do you call it? The boogeyman? The boogeyman.
The hard cap. Yeah, look, it's the hard cap. It's not a hard cap. See, okay, Coach and listeners, the NBA has a soft cap, yes. Can you go over the second apron? You can. But it acts as a deterrent, a hard cap, because you can't build out your roster if you're over the second apron. All you can do is retain your own people. Unless Uncle Pippen can bring in people on the veteran minimum exception when you're over the second apron. Then that will be OKC's plight in the near future.
Well, Brother JR, I got a question. So, what does that mean? Can you explain that to someone who's just a fan and doesn't understand what you're saying? What does that mean? You can't fill out your roster. Why can't you fill out your roster? You just have to pay a luxury tax, right?
Well, when you go over the second apron, you're forced to only build to the draft. Free agency. You can't buy a pick. So you know how in the draft there was a lot of teams that sent cash for picks to buy a pick pretty much. You're over the second apron, you can't do that, coach. You can do as the second apron tax you. I mean, it is a problem, coach. And I would tell you, coach, as someone who studies this stuff and does it for a living, even guys in the league don't understand. They don't, when you're in the second apron, coach, and listeners out here, do it sounds your own guys. You can do your own first round picks. You can do that. You can do second round exception, the detrimental. The detrimental to this listeners, this is what it is. It's pretty much this. You have years of service, kind of like the NBA minimum wage. So you can do that. The NBA minimum wage in the second apron. So it just limits you from building a roster. Like you can't take back more money, a trade. You can't aggregation means, coach, when you add salaries together to trade out for a number. You can't do that when you're in the second apron. So it fully limits you on how you can build your roster. And when that is the case, you just are in peril, which is why Cleveland will offload Max Strus, or Dennis Schroeder, to get on the apron if they sign LeBron James. It's coming. OKC will make a move eventually to dump the second apron. And that's probably Lou Dort sometime at the deadline. See, you can't the aprons and stuff lock in after the trade deadline. You have the trade deadline to get underneath the luxury tax or either apron that you have to get under.
So it's not the last game of the season. It's not the last day of the fiscal year. It's the trade deadline.
Yes. Now, once season ends, you can make trades. Once it ends, once you limit, you make trades, but it's rare. You wait to the new league year. I'll give you an example. The Memphis Grizzlies screwed John Memphis Grizzlies and the. I'm going to tell you how that happened, coach. I'm going to tell you how this happens. John Morant had a trade bonus in his contract, right? So John Morant was making the max, but you can't be over the max salary. All right. So they traded him as a 6 year max, or 7 year max, which would have made his trade bonus. So Portland saved money. So did Memphis. But this is how cheap Portland is, coach. Memphis had to pay Portland $1 million to guess what? Pay the coach's salary. They sent cash to pay Norrie's salary. Seriously. Seriously, coach, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's a terrible situation. I don't think any coach thinks that that would be a great situation. You do want to bet on yourself. Don't get it twisted. And there are some coaches that are in a lot worse situations. Don't, you know, we understand what it is. They were going to fill that position with those constraints, but that's terrible to put any coach in that position.
Yeah, 1 year contract for NBA head coach. But it further more goes it further more goes to what I said, coach. Did Adam Silver vet this guy? Because what you get away with in the NHL don't fly in the NBA.
Well, I mean, JR, let's dive into that. You know, I wanted you to put the information out there so people can understand what we're talking about. But let me just say this. When you have a organization, a business, I don't think people understand. It's everybody wants the flashy CEO, COO positions and the positions that everybody looks at, president, vice president. But the most important person in an organization is the one that balances the books, is the one that can find tax loopholes or whatever loopholes to whatever constraints. Like you said, the collective bargain agreement, this new CBA is got these crazy aprons. But you see a lot of teams hiring. And again, I'm going to reference my New York Knicks hiring what they call capologists or cap guys. All they are just guys that understand numbers and guys, you know, they could even be former attorneys that understand how to read a document, read a CBA and find loopholes. So this show, as you know, is catered to a lot of young people and to a lot of parents that have, you know, young people in their household that love sports. And you're trying to figure out, well, what's this guy going to do in 5 years when he's out the house? Cause he's not an athlete. Well, you can be a very good athlete in the books. So we blame, I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is there's always going to be guys that circumvent rules and circumvent, you know, constraints to figure out loopholes. And those people are smart people because they understand how to read and comprehend. They understand how to work numbers. It's just like doing your taxes. The wealthy find ways to get out of taxes the same way NBA teams find a way to get out of luxury taxes. You can still build your roster, and the good ones do it, and the good ones hire those type of positions. And those type of positions, there's a demand for smart people. So, yes, I hear what you're saying, but there's a reason why he's doing it in two different sports leagues, no?
Tax shelter for him.
Absolutely. But you got to tell me, you can't tell me he doesn't have a guy or a group of people that understand, okay, here's the document. Because JR, you've read.
Coach, he's running. I'm talking about how he runs his team.
No. What I'm saying is how he runs his business. And I'm thinking of his business.
But what I'm saying is that the NBA players need late checkout. You can't have your players out at noon. Stuff like that.
Hey, JR, you're giving me PTSD. Please don't talk about trying to fight for late checkout. I've been there having to negotiate that with hotels.
Not traveling
PTSD right
on
now.
The road. Trust not traveling two-way guy. I'm talking about stuff like that. In NHL, that might can fly.
Right.
In the NBA, they don't fly.
You know what he's saying? Let's see if it's going to fly right now. Because guess what? That's what I'm doing.
What? I can tell you.
And we're talking about a playoff team, by the way.
Think about this, coach. His own head coach left and went to the Chicago Bulls.
That said a lot.
Because he didn't want to pay him.
That said a lot.
He only want to pay $1 million for a head coach.
Apparently, he got away with it because I think he got a really good coach to replace him.
You know, he took him. Now, I know we're in the college basketball world. Guys, they pay cuts to become a head coach. I get that. But in NBA, that's rare.
So, JR, let me ask you a question. Is any other governor, you know, we don't say the word owner anymore. Governor, is any other governor going to try that?
Potentially.
I think it's more than potentially.
But let's just say that there's been some consternation in Vegas about what he did.
Consternation from other owners or consternation from the Players Association and Coaches Association?
Every facet.
Okay.
There was a board of governors meeting on Tuesday. Let's just say that the individual at the board of governors meeting in Vegas was chewed out a little bit for causing the league some embarrassment and constantly having bad stories come out of this city. Because they know, coach, I tell you all the time, these first leagues ain't nothing but big PR firms. It's all about PR. Decisions are made based on PR. Not what's right and
You
wrong.
always say that. You actually always say that. You always say
And
that.
coach, teams aren't built on basketball anymore. They're built on numbers,
Yes.
the salary.
And repeat that, JR, please.
What's that?
What you just said, the last sentence you just said, teams aren't built by basketball anymore.
They're
They're
built on
built off
numbers.
numbers.
It's
And
making
go
the
into it
salaries fit.
more. They're built off numbers and they're built off what you just said, public relations, how it looks.
Yes.
So, obviously you got, see, the thing that I think most people don't understand when, I cringe when someone say, oh, that guy sucks. That guy, there's no one that sucks. They all have talent. The line of demarcation, the what separates one from the other is what you just said.
Yeah.
PR goes into it. What worked last year? What makes the most money? It's still entertainment. So all that matters. And I say all this to say, again, if you are someone that wants to get into the sports business world, first of all, JR, you're in sports. I wouldn't even say you're just sports media because you're so intelligent. You have all facets. And I think that day will come where you will, that rose will be blooming out the concrete. But people have to understand that those jobs that you don't think is important is probably the most important. If you work for, there are now teams that are putting out analytical teams for their organizations. So all it is just understanding analytics, and analytics is just statistics. AI is just statistics. AI is just gathering information and just giving you trends. People don't realize that. So when people, you are afraid of analytics and statistics, just study it. Because, as a math major, as someone that really pushes STEM to young people, it's just a language. You just learn the language. And like I tell people that learn math because they're so intimidated by math is universal. They were using math way back in the days of Kemet. They were because we taught it. They were using math. This country just turned 250 years old. They were using math back then because, wars were fought over economics. So everything is based off of numbers. This is entertainment. So they're going to need people who understand how to manipulate and use numbers. And they're going to need people to understand public relations, understand technical writing, understand your image, understanding why it's important when you're being interviewed or conducted an interview and what decor you should use, what and what you wear. Okay. That's important.
Coach, I wasn't aware that a criminal enterprise had a birthday. I wasn't aware of that, Coach. The next thing, criminal enterprise had a birthday. I wasn't aware of that. Hey, Coach, quick deviation. Have you been watching the Criminal Cup by any chance? The Criminal Cup was in Atlanta. I wouldn't the Criminal Cup. It
So,
was like the
so,
colonizer versus the colonizer, the
so,
Criminal
so,
Cup.
JR. JR, you making me laugh because, I just, unfortunately, I've had two people I grew up with. One, ironically, one just had a funeral on Saturday, and the day of that funeral, another good friend of mine that I grew up with passed away, and his funeral is gonna be, I wish I could go. It's gonna be up north, but I have friends come over, and a good friend of mine, he grew up in Jamaica, so in Jamaica, football is huge. We don't call it soccer in Jamaica. We call it football. As a matter of fact, only this country calls it soccer. So anyway, you sound just like him. I mean, because it is not just about what's being on the field. It actually is. It's you call it the Criminal Cup, but it's called a World Cup for a reason. And literally, you are seeing politics, and you are seeing the world, the way the world, the history of the world, and the relations of different countries played out right in front of you. So, JR, are you trying to say that it is not what you see,
No,
and it
it's
is
not. And
something
ask
that's
yourself,
underneath?
why are these Africans on these criminal teams, these colonizer teams? Because when you watch the third place criminal match between criminals in France and criminals in England, look at the many Africans that on those rosters. Ask yourself why.
Well, again, there's a reason why it's the most popular sport in the world. And, you know, kudos to the NBA because it is now an international game as well. But there's a reason why it's the most popular sport in the world. And you do realize that a lot of these players you're referring to, they were recruited at very young ages. So
the criminals don't know how to find talent really well, coach.
Well, I was about to say, Jared, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
are
sir.
You easier to manipulate at 12 than you are at 21?
I wasn't.
But well,
most people are, but they
when you're in certain environments at 12 years old, let me tell you, you're very easy to manipulate.
Yes. Yes. I know I was grounded a certain way, so you couldn't trick me at 12, but most 12-year-olds, yes, can be tricked.
And let me repeat, when you're in certain environments, you're very easy to manipulate.
Yes. So
environments matter.
And when they dangle the carrot of money you don't have or getting you out of your situation, you know, that's why a lot of these criminals, I say, there's those colonizers versus the colonized. And let's just say when Cape Verde played, I was there watching the criminals almost get beat by the colonized. I was cheering very much. They say, you're not from there. Says who? I'm an African. I'm a Pan-Africanist. Ways
you
of
know
going.
What? I love, I'm glad you said that. I love when people try to tell other people where they're not from or where they're from, like they know.
You don't even know where you're from. I don't look like me. These jabronis, coach, later that night at the Braves game, causing a ruckus, in which I'm going to say this, I don't care. The Braves game was like a Klan rally every night.
JR, why you always say stuff like that on my show, man? Why? Why? You don't care on my show. But on your show, you got a great filter. Why you say that on my show, man? Now people gonna be looking at me. You know, why you say that on my show?
But opportunity is on the other shows.
Why does this guy do this show with this guy? It's a piece of trash, JR. Why you got to say that on my show, man? I get the lickbacks, man. My name gets beat up, but as you can tell, I don't care either. I walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. And if God moved you to say that, hey, JR, I've had ample opportunity to accompany you, right? How many times have I asked you to accompany you to any type of game?
Probably what I see. You know, and coach, as usual, coach, at the Braves game, most of the cleanup crew either brown, Latino-based, the servers are black, the security is black, the grounds crew is European, and the players are European to Africans who deny themselves being African to other stuff like that. So, like, it's every stadium and arena, coach, same thing. Blacks are security and the servers. Latinos are the cleanup crew, and the people in suits are the people who are non-black.
So why do you think that is? Do you think it's education? Do you think it's a lack of education? Why do you think that
is? No, it's systemic.
Okay, so how do you beat that system? See, we're not going to just throw that out there, Mr. Boss Man, and not, you know, like we just talked about. Let's figure out loopholes. How do we get around that?
Be like me. What scares them? Be authentically myself every day.
Hold up. Say that one more time. You
be
yourself.
Be authentically myself every day. When I come to work, I will call you what you are when I walk in the door, coach. Isn't that right, coach?
And I've witnessed it. Yes, I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it.
When I go to the door, what do I call people?
I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. First of all, I'm in shock that they allow you to do that. That's number one, because, you know, you would get told some stuff if they actually, you know, they kind of want to beg and plead you instead of tell you, yo, man, don't do that. You know, you got to stand up for yourself in life, JR.
And I also call people I show up, I call them a political bad name. It rhymes with a
Yeah, there you.
if you ain't got if your food is rotten, those things come in your food in your kitchen. I
There
call
you
them that.
go. There you go again, killing my show with that energy. So
If
I'm gonna. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna say to kind of balance out your argument that yes, you are correct. In a lot of situations, you know, a lot of it is systemic, but that's
and
why,
folks
see, to
don't,
me.
and a lot of us can't afford. Like, I've had to talk with somebody now. Go to a community college, get you a social degree, to get you something. But I can afford the 4 year, get a social degree. Start somewhere. So I'm having a talk to this with somebody right now, Coach, about education. You need to get more than have you. Obviously, you want to get paid more than what a GED will pay you. Go to the community college in Georgia, Tennessee, and other states who have hope. It's free or very highly discounted.
Well, what if I want the college experience?
Hey,
You had the college experience, JR.
but
I want that too.
I
I
went
want
right out
that
of
for
high
my
school.
son. I want that for my daughter.
I went there right out of high school. Now, if you look, this person is my age, so a little different. Now, if you're going out when you're supposed to, you can play that game a little bit. When you're trying to do it at this age, you got to kind of play with a little bit. And I told them about grants so you can maybe apply for, but it's a lot of us in these roles are high school graduates. Because all you need to be is a security guard or a server or an concession stand at the arena or at the baseball field.
Well,
I see what their job requirements are. I will look them up.
let me fill you in on some secrets, JR. For how old is the stadium? How old is the stadium? And just a guess, because I know it's a new stadium.
17 for the Braves. Phillips Arena
Okay.
was redone before COVID.
Okay, so do you know that you don't need a college education to be a crane operator?
No doubt.
Do you know that you don't need a college education to run a tax office?
No, you don't.
Do the Braves have to pay taxes? Do stadiums and arenas have to use a crane to get built? Do they use air conditioners? You don't need a college education to operate any of those things.
You just need the search certificate to do
Aha.
it.
So
But
when you say get an associate's, I'm with you, and I'm also like get a certification and some specialization. Because here's the crazy part. To answer wanting that college experience, the most important question you're going to answer is the question after you get your degree, what do I do now? Because that's going to dictate how your life is going to be. You said it, high school graduates, how your life is going to be in your 30s and 40s, which is really where life starts, your 30s and 40s. Because if you're, you know, blessed enough to be an athlete and you retire, you're going to be in your 30s and 40s enjoying or figuring out what I'm going to go do next because all that money's gone. But if you can answer, what do I do now when I get this degree? Because if you're going to be a doctor, if you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be some type of, you know, like I say, STEM career. Yes, college is great. But if you want to make money, there's so many ways of making money where you do not need a college education. And I'm saying this not just saying it, you know, plucking stuff out the air. I'm saying it out of experience. I'm saying it out of when I graduated high school, I had friends. And I'm old enough now because I'm almost 50 years old to say this. I have friends that some chose my route to college, some chose to not go to college. The ones that didn't go to college, they're doing pretty well, JR.
oh, I agree. I agree. I
They're
agree. So
doing pretty
I
well,
just,
JR. You know why?
I don't, yeah. They were in.
You don't need a college education to own property,
No, you
correct?
don't. I was just saying, but this person, they are in that corporate world mindset. So that's why I told him what I told him.
But here's the thing. Even those in the corporate world, you know what eventually happens to you in the corporate world?
Yeah, they
They
get laid
replace
off.
you. And all that stress, you don't get money for that stress, do you? You get paid for all that stress and all them extra hours you work?
No. Especially your own salary. I was just trying to meet their person where they were, coach, and give them an idea. I was meeting them where they were. They don't have the mind that you and I do. So I was meeting that person where they were. I think it's a lesson too, coach, sometimes to meet folks where they are too.
And JR, you're doing God's work. What I'm saying is I'm speaking to those that are still in high school, those that are in college, those that are in their early 20s. I just want you to understand there's so many opportunities out there. There's so many ways to get around the system. The worst thing you can do is worry about what the system's doing and not put your energy in. You know what? I'm going to create my own. If they don't want you, create your own. You get cut from a team, create your own team. Because a lot of them guys you're talking about, a lot of them governors that you said that this is their tax shelter. Nah, it's also that, you know what? I got my own team.
Mm-hmm.
There's some type of chip they had back when that they're like, I'm going to run it my way. I'm going to do it my way. Well, it's not just them. You can do it too.
It's me right now.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to show others how to do it my way, but they want to question me. Interesting. But okay, when they kind of pop the piss in. But that's all I'm gonna say.
let me get you to understand something. There's always gonna be people that question you from the beginning of history.
You went somewhere, I don't know what the hell you doing, you shouldn't question me, but whatever.
Well, that's probably the people that question you the most.
Yes, unfortunately. I'm looking like you're crazy.
What you got to understand is the way to live. That's why I read the Bible every day. The way to live is a blueprint. One of the ways of living is keep your mouth shut, move in silence.
People think
that's a rapping thing. No, spiritual people move in silence.
You will never know the guest on this show until the show happens.
There you go.
I won't put it out there.
Hey, JR, you'll never know that there will be a show until it happens. Because apparently, there ain't no show, right?
Yeah, according to sources, I fired you, coach.
Exactly. So again, there, JR, what you don't understand is we have church every time we record because church is not a building. Church is the spirit of the Lord. Definitely hitting my heart. And I know, you know, we talk every day and I pray for you every day. So there's two black men that just want to see the rise of those who are oppressed, the rise of those who aren't given the tools and given the knowledge to be the ones to take over. And I'm going to preach that every day, that if you want to live in this world, it's already written in the book. All you got to do is follow the blueprint to a word.
No doubt.
So when things get done to you or things get said about you, what do I always say, JR? I pray for my enemies.
You're a better man than me, coach. I just clown them.
Well, you're going to get there. I'm not a better man than you because I'm just a man. But I just follow that blueprint. Pray for your enemies.
I have an urge to crush them, coach, like somebody else I know.
Hey, I love my enemies. I love my brothers because at the end of the day, I understand that a system could cause you to do a lot of things. Heck, you're going to get hurt more by your family or people that say they're your family than anybody else. So you can't have your emotions be dictated by man. You have to have it dictated by a greater power. And I'll leave it at that.
No doubt. Well, folks, we're back. 46, 47 is coming down the pike. You never know what's coming. But Coach Gale, JR, we're out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.